Ann Arbor City Council has voted 8-3 in favor of the first reading of an ordinance change to repeal the city's crosswalk ordinance and use the Michigan Traffic Code instead. The difference is whether motorists have to stop for pedestrians still on the sidewalk but at a crosswalk, as current law requires, or only having to yield for pedestrians in the crosswalk. City Councilmember Sally Peterson says the death of a University of Michigan student this summer while trying to cross Plymouth Road is the reason to bring the change forward now.
The tragedy with Sherita Williams put all this into focus, and I think for a lot of us it was just the final straw. We've been hearing complaints about it for years, about the confusion at the crosswalks, and I wouldn't say that it's the pedestrian safety ordinance that caused that, but it has brought it into focus now.
Peterson says she also supports the creation of a pedestrian safety and access task force. Council voted unanimously for the resolution to appoint the new task force. Erica Briggs is chair of the Washtenaw Bicycling and Walking Coalition. Briggs says she doesn't understand why the city would change the crosswalk law again before having the larger look at pedestrian safety.
We have 84% of drivers on Plymouth Road now stopping at those rapid flashing beacons. The 10-year kind of, when you look at 10 years of crash data, we're not seeing an increase in crashes. And so there's a hyper kind of sensitivity to the issue right now. But we've gone through this great transitional period where we're doing what most communities in the nation would say, oh, wonderful, you've got people stopping at crosswalks for people trying to cross. And all of a sudden, we're going to take that away and confuse people more and say, oh, no, you don't need to stop.
Briggs says the requirement to be in the crosswalk is a particular burden to the most vulnerable pedestrians, such as people in wheelchairs. Andrew Cluley, WEMU News.